This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The second trial involving the death of Elijah McClain continues today. Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard is charged in McClain's death. He put McClain in a hold which temporarily cut off blood to his brain. The prosecution's final witness is a forensic pathologist who testified during the previous trial. The weather forecast has snow this weekend, but this coming winter may be fairly dry and not so cold. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says El Nino is the reason.
The current projections over the next 30 to 90 days, we will be averaging warmer temperatures. Statistically, El Nino winters for the Front Range tend to be not necessarily big snow producers on the whole.
Nelson says El Nino weather patterns tend to bring more snow to the central and southwestern mountains of Colorado. Conditions on the Colorado River have improved enough that a current water-saving agreement should be enough to keep the river system stable. That's according to an update from the federal government. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
This is a big change from the U.S. Department of the Interior. In 2022, the agency said drastic cuts from states were needed to avoid a crisis on the Colorado River, and it threatened to use its power to force the cuts if needed. A wet winter and spring changed the math, and the feds are sending a strong signal that a water-saving plan announced by California, Arizona, and Nevada in May will be enough to avoid an emergency for now. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.